Deepening the St. Johns River was the topic of a public forum Tuesday night in Neptune Beach. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the beach's Democratic Club invited a panel of experts to weigh the benefits and drawbacks of dredging near Jacksport.
Jacksonville has long debated whether a portion of the St. Johns River should be deepened from 40 feet to 47. Deeper waterways would allow larger ships to pick up and drop off cargo. On Tuesday, Joe Miller spoke on behalf of Jacksonville Port Authority. He says a deeper port is required to stay competitive.
16% of the global fleet today is post-Panamax, and by 2030, 60% of the fleet will be post-Panamax. So you either can handle that traffic or you're out of the business.
The post-Panamax he's referring to are larger cargo ships. He says a deeper river would result in 15,000 more jobs over the next 25 years. But University of North Florida professor David Jaffe says not necessarily. He heads a port research project and says dredging the river won't draw in cargo ships from the better performing Savannah and Charleston ports.
Whether we have cargo coming through the port is not based on what we say we have. It's not based on how deep the river is. It's based on the decisions made by the shippers and the carriers, and the shippers and the carriers prefer the other ports, and they have consistently.
And St. John's Riverkeeper Executive Director James Orth says the dredge will have significant environmental impacts on the river. And he says the environmental impact study by the Army Corps of Engineers was rushed. But Jason Hara, the dredging project manager with the Corps of Engineers, says although the study was cut short, every step was completed. Lately, there is talk of shortening the dredged portion of the river from 13 miles to 11. Miller with Jacksport says the scaled-back plan could save hundreds of millions of dollars and maybe lessen the environmental impact. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.